Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. Follow me on another platform because I can get unplugged any day now.
Oh my God, it's not giving. Period, yes. Sis. It was supposed to give, but it didn't give.
Oh my God, yes.
He really thought he ate that?
No.
He is my 13th reason. Go off, sis. You ate and left no crumbs.
Yes.
It's the fill in the blank.
Yeah, I can't do it. I just can't stand being around certain age groups. Nothing against them, but my mind just can't take it. When people use too many catchphrases, trendy catchphrases, within a 5-minute period, I just get up and walk away. And far as females go with all the little catchphrases, it's giving low IQ and basic B. That's what it's giving, ladies. Read more. Expand your horizon. Expand your vocabulary.
It's good police out here. You got to take your time to allow them to introduce themselves to you.
Yeah.
The real police going to get out the car and talk to you man to man.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to talk to you from a window. They're not going to point at you and tell you what to do or tell you to move it about. They're going to say, hey, how you doing? I'm such and such. This is what the problem is. This is what I need you to do for me.
I mean, that would be nice. It sounds good in theory. But it really comes down to decent human beings and indecent human beings. And in my opinion, most people would go under the category of indecent. Now, yes, this is how decent human beings treat others. I would say that's only 10 to 15% max. Sometimes I go 10 to 30, but today I'm feeling 10 to 15. The overwhelming majority aren't going to treat you like that. It's going to be a lot more negative and authoritative than that. But it sounds good, though.
Right.
It's about communication and respect. For the most part, the other cops that ain't out here rocking with this program, if they don't want to respect the citizens in their community, they need to find another 9-to-5. Quick and fast. You got to be out here right, and I'm going to be right with you. Don't be out here stupid, and you ain't got to worry about nothing coming to you. If you're a grown man and you claim to be a grown man, be that grown man. If you know you're in the wrong, correct it yourself. Because no grown man need another grown man to correct something he already know.
One young lady thought it was a great idea to call her brothers to come to her baby daddy's house to get some straightening.
70% of the...
I don't care if it's your daughter. I don't care if it's your sister, your aunt, your mama. If a woman in your life choose to date a thug, whatever come with that, that's on her. I didn't sign up to date a thug, so I'm not going to jail or going to hell over the dispute you had with the thug you picked to be in a relationship with. I don't care if it's daughter, sister, mama, auntie. The only woman I'm taking it there for is, you know, wifey. And you know what I feel about legal marriage. But when I say wifey, I just mean, you know, that ride or die. And the only circumstance that I'm taking it there for wifey is if another dude violated and she had no part in it. If I walk in and, you know, wifey legs behind her head, hey, I'm going to close the door back. You guys enjoy your time and I'm going to go about my business. I'm not fighting nobody. I ain't popping nobody. Now, if we out and about and somebody just violate, that's another story. Fellas, don't end up in hell or jail because of stupid decisions your female family member made. They got to ride that out. They made the bed, let them lay in it. They want to involve themselves with Pookie? Hey, let them deal with their own Pookie problems. You would be in the prison taking showers or pushing up flowers, and she'll be with the next thug, not even thinking about you.
Dr. Wendy Walsh here. I'm a psychology professor and an author, and I've been writing about the science of love for a few decades. This influencer is absolutely correct in the two reasons that she provided of why women are more likely to file for divorce than men. But there's one other reason that she doesn't know about, and it's that women now want more emotional investment from men in their...
Yeah, women always want more, we know. The reason why women file for divorce more, in my opinion, because they get bored easier. Or they feel like the grass is greener on the other side. Or it could be that most women who get married don't marry a man that they have genuine desire for. They don't marry the guy that they feel like is their soulmate. They marry the guy that's like, okay, he's good enough. He'll help pay the bills. Things like that. I'm tired of being alone, so I'll just settle for him, something like that. Another reason is a lot of these women that get married already been with 5, 10, 15 guys, and they're itching to get back to the streets. They can't pair bond anymore. They couldn't pair bond with their husband, and eventually they got fed up and went back to the streets. I mean, I can give a lot of different reasons, but I don't believe that it's usually the reasons that this woman is going to give, or any woman is going to give, to make themselves out to be the good guy.
And if they're not getting that emotion from men, they have their own paychecks now, so they leave.